Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which, by the way, you can find up there on iHeartRadio.com or Pandora.com. You go to podcasts and put in Dan's Health Talks, and it'll pop up there, a picture of me about when I was 60, and you can see the picture there. Now, if you go to danshealthtalks.com and go to events, you can link over to that, and it takes you directly where you want to go. You can find a link for Pandora and for iHeart, and that makes it very, very easy for you. Now, I have an interesting show coming up here. Dr. Ingram's going to give you some unique things to do to keep your immune system strong, and he always does, but we're really emphasizing it right now because in the winter months is when people have the most trouble. They're not out in the sun. They're not outdoors as much. And sunlight does more than just increase vitamin D3, which is very, very important. It also creates nitric oxide. And nitric oxide oxidizes the virus, bacteria, and fungus, and it's fantastic for the heart, opening up the blood vessels. I take a nitric oxide product. There's many good ones. You go into a good health food store, look for something that says NO or nitric oxide, or I like fermented beets. McCola has a really good one. You can find that in some health food store. I like it fermented so it eats up the sugar. Beets are high in sugar. And it makes it more powerful when probiotics has worked on it. So I like that. And then I also take arginine and citrulline-based products, and you can find those. And for some reason, sertraline or citrulline is working better for me than the arginine. And it's not very expensive. It comes from the rind of a watermelon, by the way. But it opens up your blood vessels, helps lower blood pressure, helps move things out of the blood where it's supposed to, and into the cells where it can be burnt. Now, my next interview was with the Dr. Jeff Hubbard, and we're talking about this X39, this amazing patch that we talked about last week that actually causes stem cells, new young stem cells, to be stimulated in the body, totally different than anything I've seen. And it does it at a very affordable price. So we're gonna discuss that and get into the meat of how that does it. We just got there last week, and then I had to switch off. I ran out of time. And I really want to tell you about this because this is very exciting. It's done wonders for me. And him and I will discuss that, and I want to talk to you some more about it on the other side, because this will change your life, folks. Two companies out there that have things that regenerate like I've never seen before. That's Fox Legacy Restore, and then this LifeWave product. So we'll talk more about it on the other side. I'll be right back with you, folks. Folks, this show is about changing your life, showing you nutritional products that really make a fantastic difference. A new technology that stimulates stem cells that are phenomenal, and I'm really loving the change in my own life. If you go to LifeWave.com/RadioDan, you'll find this LifeWave technology, and you can find the science, the 100 patents they have. Folks, I feel like I did 20 years ago. Things aren't bothering me that were bothering me. So don't suffer. Go to LifeWave.com/RadioDan.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. You've heard me talk about the Fox Legacy products, the Ultramito Restore and Ultramito Rejuvenate. They're extraordinary products, but you need to hear the stories from the people. You need to hear some of the experts, including myself, talk about it in more depth. So every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central, figure out where you're at, whether you're East Coast, 12 o'clock, or in California, I guess that would be 9 o'clock in the morning. Call 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. And come in as my guest. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I really appreciate you being with us. Been doing radio since March of 1997. And in fact, you can find over a year of shows after you listen to this one, if you want to hear it again, or you want to hear 70, 80 shows, I think we're getting close to 80, you go to Pandora.com or to iHeart.com and put in Dan's Health Talks in the podcast area and the shows pop up. And then the guest I have with me, Dr. Kaz Ingram, you can look for his name. And when you come down, there'll be maybe three or four shows, and you say more. And then there'll be another three or four shows, and you say more. And you'll see his shows there, sitting there. And, boy, it gives you a chance to hear these things again and get that information. So I really want to throw that out there because I want you to take advantage of that resource. So, Dr. Ingram, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.
Well, you know, you're probably the leading expert in the natural field of how to kill bacteria and virus and fungus in a natural way. And and I know you're always looking for new edges, new things to teach us about how to take care of ourselves and how to clear our system of pathogens that are about ready to take us down. So I'm going to let you take the stage here and tell us about what you what's new on your radar.
Well, I'm working on a book, The Health Benefits of Raw Honey. Been a long time. Everybody's asked me to do this. I have raw honey in my books, Food as Medicine or Foods that Cure. But I don't know. You know, I mean, does it take the Daily Mail to popularize it, which is really a tabloid? There was just an article about how nothing works as good for respiratory as raw as honey. And this is in the middle of the COVID-19, and they're saying that.
Interesting.
That it was far more effective than antibiotics, any antiviral, any drug, nothing. Nothing could do what honey did in the study at Oxford University. I'm going like, where have you been the last, you know, 50,000?
Yeah, you were telling us that many years ago on my radio show.
Yeah, so... But what I made a point is that the honey is effective on the quality, number one. Oh, Manuka, well, I'm going to get into that. The quality is a big deal. But also, we want to know the mechanism of action. So assuming we have a high quality, then we talk about it. What's a high quality? You know what a honey is? It's when the bees are never fed sugar. That's a medicinal honey. That's a raw honey. Why would you dump genetically engineered corn syrup into their hives for 4 months out of the year?
Wow.
Are you out of your mind? And if you want to use beet sugar as GMO or cane sugar, you're going to give the bees sickness. Then they won't be able to produce. And you're going to deny them their food.
Yeah.
So the only medicinal honey, forget it. I don't care Manuka or Joe Schmo's or Subi or whatever. The only medicinal honey, when I talk now, is going to be honey never fed sugar, where they leave the bees to eat their own food, then they take half of it. If you have that kind of honey, now we can talk. Now we can talk about 7th century A.D. with the Quran saying it's a medicine unto humankind, and the Bible talking about all kind of honey, and the Quran, rivers of milk and honey. Now, That honey, nobody fed them anything. They just harvested what they could, but they got bit so bad they just could only get a little bit or something, right?
Yeah.
And they would go into the caves and the mountains and the tree stumps and get it, right? All the primitives. That's a drug. That's not honey. What does it do? It's an antiseptic. If you were a bee, how could you stand shoulder to shoulder with 50,000 other bees unless you had something going on?
That's true.
You're all dead, right?
Yeah, I mean, people have to look, how does nature protect itself?
And yeah, exactly.
Now, what I'm curious about here, we've talked about this before. I know that you told me one time the way you thought it killed bacteria is it sucked the moisture out of the bacteria.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's why it works on wounds and burns and deep wounds and really bed sores, all varicose ulcers. You just put the honey paste on, and that regenerates everything, and everything dies, even the yeast, even those sugars. It kills yeast. But there's another mechanism. That is the antiseptics. There's about, nobody knows, 10, 15, 20 antiseptics, formic acid, antibiotics, that the bees secrete, you see?
Yeah.
But you kill them with the heat. You kill them when you feed the bees the sugar. You kill all that good stuff.
Well, you had a book out years ago. It was one of your first books on royal power.
Yeah, the longevity solution. Yeah. It talks a lot about honey, sure.
Well, I remember you saying that this mouse got into his bee's nest, and they covered it with, I don't know, honey or royal
propolis.
Propolis.
Covered it with propolis.
And it preserved it for years from then on.
Preserved the mouse. Preserved the mouse. Mouse had good meat in it. You could have ate the mouse. But I think there's three things to think about. You've got the honey, you've got the royal jelly, and you've got the bee propolis. Three medicines in one. Since the Daily Mail, Mail was talking about the honey, we can talk about its powers from what their discovery was, which is that it's a topical antiseptic against throat, bronchial, and that it's an exceptional antitussive agent, which means that it reverses cough better than any drug, even codeine.
Hmm.
Plus, nobody's going to die of honey, including babies, by the way, if you get the raw kind. And that's kind of what they talk about. Now, I know honey does a lot more than that. It's anti-diarrheal. It's a laxative. It's a great cure for constipation. It's the ideal medicine for digestive disorders. It's excellent for duodenal and stomach ulcers. It's a superb anti-H. pylori, anti-SIBO, anti-Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel. I know that.
You're teaching me a few things I hadn't thought about in a long time with honey.
Yeah.
And
it's just no different than an herb. The bees collect the nectar from all these plants. And if you leave them alone, you can collect the concentrate, which is the honey. So it's going to contain all the medicinal properties of, 10, 20, 100 plants?
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
And the bee's a smart guy. He's going to concentrate those medicines in a raw state in the honey. Otherwise, they would have molded and would have degenerated. The honey actually preserves the aromatic compounds and the phenolics that would have long ago been lost if just the sun was hitting the plant or whatever, or the plant ages with time. So the honey is used to preserve the collection of the medicine that would be lost by just the natural evolution over the seasons.
I don't know.
Go
ahead. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if people think about this, but they should. Plants are being attacked all the time by fungus, bacteria. They call it rust on the plants is the fungus, but bacteria and viruses also affect plants, and so does too much sunlight could be detrimental to plant. Well, it has to create all these defenses. It has its own immune system, and it can't get up and leave and get away from something. So it has these natural immune system. Then something like a bee takes that, processes and uses that, and then we use what the bee takes, and it becomes our immune system.
It does. It does, and I want to just list some honeys. So you can get wild goldenrod honey. Now, I'm just talking about never fed sugar. Almost impossible for you to find, so I have to give you the details. Then there is wild oregano honey from Lebanon, from the mountains there about 5,000 feet up. Then you have the wild Canadian prairie honey. The beekeeper at 90 has just had a stroke, so we don't know how much longer, but at least you can use that. He was a wine. He loved to drink his wine. I tried to warn him. He wouldn't listen to me. So those are three. And then there's wild thistle honey from the mountains of Lebanon, Syria, mostly Lebanon, which is where the big thistles grow, about 10,000 feet, 5,000 feet or so above sea level, 5 to 10. So the thistles, the big thistles, the oregano, and the goldenrod, and the prairie honey. Those are all never fed sugar honeys.
Wow.
So those are medicinal. Then there is something else. Now think about this. There's something called Respimune. This is unique. Respimune is a combination of juniper oil. It's an old African remedy. Raw honey, black seed oil, and oregano. And so when you combine them, you get this extraordinary power of the honey acting as a medium for the juniper and the oregano, the black seed. Case history. I had a lady with chronic congestion in her chest and face and nose every night when she went to bed. She tried all kinds of stuff. She took this Respimune, two dropperfuls at night, and it eliminated her symptoms. Finished. I have two or three cases of chronic bronchitis, sinusitis, chest congestion, and garbage that like these drops. Some of us aren't going to do the raw honey, so this is one way to do it. You know, it's sticky, it's messy, but well, it's wonderful.
Use a plastic spoon and throw the spoon away.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Lot of us are going to use the honey. We love the taste, the aroma, and the medicinal properties. Are a nice side effect.
Well, I'll put it in hot tea.
I would, what I prefer to do is just eat it out of the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I have everything right there. And then, boy, does it settle the digestion. What about diabetic? There was an interesting study in Germany where they fed nothing but black forest honey back in the 30s, when you couldn't tell them anything because people had a little open mind, for diabetics, which we would never do now. Oh my God, it cured the diabetes to fast on raw honey for 2 months. Isn't that interesting?
That goes along with Doug Kaufman's idea that diabetes is caused by fungus. And the honey.
It goes along with that. It's immune system disorder, autoimmune fungus, bacteria, viruses. It also goes along with something else about honey, which is that it's a pre-digested food. The pancreas does nothing. It just immediately absorbs into the tissues. So bacteria.
Oh, really? It skips the pancreas.
There's no. But see, you got to know it's got to be the never-fed sugar raw honey. Otherwise, you could kind of muck everything up.
Well, I wanted to go back a second. You said there's a goldenrod honey, there's a thistle, and there's the oregano oil honey. Does each one have
the oregano honey, the bees feed on the za'atar in the mountains of Lebanon, and among other plants, and it's called wild oregano honey. It's dark from all the minerals, right?
Oh, I was going to say, does each one have a different advantage over another, have a different property?
Okay, so the oregano honey is a mountain honey. And it's wild. Everything in it is from a wild plant. So, and it's extremely dense in minerals. So that's one thing. So that'd be nourishing for a child with anemia, a child with low blood count, or an adult with some kind of bone marrow. It would help nourish and rebuild, or some, failure to thrive, failure to grow, because of that mineral matter.
Huh.
The goldenrod honey. Goldenrod is for allergies. So that's the best one and it's wild goldenrod. The Canadian prairie honey is a mixture of Canadian prairie, and it's delicious, from the beekeeper that we don't know how much longer he's going to do anything. He can't do it now. but it's still there. There's a lot of it. And the benefit is that it's a great digestive aid. The thistle honey would be for the liver. That would be the best one for that.
Oh, yeah.
Just give you some. And the Respimune is a special, it's a medicine. You take it by drops, and you put it under the tongue for any kind of chronic respiratory. And that was created, that Respimune, for, by the way, it's a delicious taste with the piney juniper in there. It was created to heal the lung tissue. If the lungs are damaged, emphysema, COPD, whatever, COVID, whatever, you got to try to recover. You've survived the damage. You've survived the assault. You've survived the aspergillosis. You've survived the flu, and the lungs are dysfunctional. You take that supplement.
Yeah. Huh. And I'm going to look for that today. I'll go over to Meridian Nutrition or Omega Health.
You would love it. That. You'd love that. Just especially with you've had a kind of chronic congestion, you take those drops under the tongue. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you a quick story. We're really out of time here, but I want to tell you a real quick story. I either had coronavirus or I had an allergic reaction to something. This is about 3 weeks ago.
What were your symptoms?
My throat was shutting down. I was really low oxygen level. I started to go to the emergency room. I thought I needed I was having
oxygen or something.
Yeah. I mean, I went to the front door. This was like 10 or 11 at night, thinking maybe I ought to drive. Should I drive? Next thing I know, I'm sitting back in my recliner going, I don't remember going from one to another. That's how out of it I was.
Oh, really? Oh, you really got oxygenated.
Yeah, and so I started taking...
No, you could have gotten this disease, this corona kind of situation.
So I started taking juice of oregano. I started taking the oregano spray. I still have that right next to where I watch TV. I'll take a couple sprays in the back of my throat every two or three, four times a day. And then I was taking the Regarest, a couple capsules. I was loading up on the stuff. Boy, I was taking a lot of it. And then by 3 o'clock in the morning, I felt fine, and I had a really good night's sleep. And
that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And stuff.
That sounds like you got the garbage plague that's going around, but how easy it was to kill.
Yeah. And my exercise class, I told them, I had a bad night. I think I might have had. They go, oh, no, you can't come teach. I said, I feel fine. You can't come teach. You got to go get tested. I went to this Mercy's clinic, and they said, you don't have a temperature. Your throat looks fine. And we can take your blood, but we don't. I don't think you have anything. I said, I know, but I want to get back to teach my class. So anyway, stuff saved my life, I think. My throat back opened back up and everything else.
Yeah. So it could have been anything, but the main thing is that you were the fortunate one to know what to take, and you had it in your possession.
So. Yeah, that's right, folks. So I had the juice of oregano. I went through probably a bottle that night, or close, and then I was taking the Regarest, and I was taking the Rega spray in the back of my throat. Seemed like there was a couple other things I was doing.
You did the
too.
Protocol, the COVID-19 protocol that we did for the nurses that did so well. You did exactly what we did.
The thing
for everybody to remember is you should have a bottle of juice around. You should be sipping on it. You should have the oregano spray at the home. You should have maybe the new Essentia Cleanse room mist, just the lemongrass, everything. Liven up the world. And then the oregano rest, then you're good. Your oregano oil, of course, is a mainstay. But anyway, and then your Respimune, right? New one, you'll love that.
I'm going to go get that today, and I sprayed my...
All right, everybody, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we got to go, folks, but I really appreciate it being with us. Don't leave me, folks. I'm just... Dr. Ingram has to go, so I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Ingram. It's great talking to you. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan,
in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Sorrell. You listen to Dan's Health Talks, which you can find these shows up on Pandora.com or iHeartRadio.com under Dan's Health Talks. So this show I'm doing right now in about a week will be up there. But right now I'm interviewing Dr. Jeff Hubbard. And Dr. Hubbard is a medical doctor down in Dallas, but he also specializes in preventive medicine or anti-aging functional medicine. And I'm doing some shows with him on this new technology from LifeWave. LifeWave has been around since 2004, and they're amazing technology. And the latest one that's really taken the world by storm is their X39 crystal patch that creates stem cells in the body, causes the body to regenerate new stem cells. That's a really big thing, because as you get older, you only have 10% of the stem cells you once had. You get 60, 70 years old, they're old stem cells. They're lethargic. These are new, fresh, youthful stem cells, so now the body can regenerate itself like it did when it was younger. And so, Dr. Hubbard, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Excited to talk about this amazing technology.
Well, you know, the last show that we did, we just got to the end, and I wanted to talk about the planarian worm. It's a flathead worm, looks like a little arrowhead on the end. And the reason they use it is they can take 1 to 279th of that worm, cut it into that small piece, and it'll regenerate a whole new worm. And I was reading about that a couple days ago, and 20% of its body is stem cells. So it has unbelievable ability to regenerate itself. And what I was surprised, usually if you cut the head off something, it's dead. But you can cut the head off this worm, and it will regenerate a new worm, a new head, and a new worm probably from the other head. It will regenerate a new head normally in 17 days. But what, talk about how they did this. But to test and to get his patent on this stem cell product, talk about what he did on regenerating that worm, David Smith, the inventor of this product.
Well, it was interesting. I did read that study about the worm, and he talked about that and other parts of the study and other webinars that he's conducted. Essentially, you know, this is common scientific knowledge that these types of worms have amazing regenerative capability. And so he just wanted to see if by providing this light therapy, photobiomodulation, to the worm in an experimental study, whether or not that would accelerate the rate in which the worm regenerated. And it did extensively. As you said, it takes approximately 17 days for the worm to regenerate its head after it's been severed. It didn't get overnight, basically. In like 24 to 36 hours, they were able to have the worm regenerate. 1,000 increase in the regeneration rate. And that's when he really got confident that they had a solid, solid technology and that the patches were seriously working. And that's when they kind of yielded to some human trials and human studies. And so there's a plethora of different research studies that LifeWave has conducted, approximately 85 on the website currently. And then, you know, you can always go to the National Institutes of Health Biomedical Database, which is at PubMed.gov, and you can peruse, you know, millions of articles that have been published around the world about UHK for peptide that is the framework for how these patches work. But photobiomodulation is not unique to LifeWave. There's tons of products and tons of clinics and wellness spas that use different technology. Mr. Schmidt's genius is just harnessing it in the form of a patch.
Okay. Now, that I didn't know what the difference was. He has patents on these, folks. In fact, the patent on the stem cell patch just issued in July of 2020. I have 33 patents myself, 11 domestic patents and 22 foreign patents. They expired a long time ago, but I've had that. And so I know a little bit about this. That means he has 17, maybe longer than that. I think they extended the lifetime on this patent that no one else will be able to duplicate. And he'll continue to improve on them. That's just his nature. But it's a stunning thing to me. Now, folks, this copper peptide also causes collagen buildup in the body. And so one of the amazing pictures, I show it to women, they go, wow. There's a lady that's 68 years old. I believe she's from Australia. And she was one of the first people to experiment with this patch for them to test on. And in a month, she looked younger. You could definitely see her face looked younger. In 355 days, not exactly a year there, but 355 days, she looked 15 years younger. Then I recently saw another one. I don't know how much more. I don't know, a year and 4 months, a year and a half. That lady looks 25, 30 years younger. I mean, it's unbelievably different. And that's the power of this copper peptide. And when it's abundant in the body and being stimulated to do what it's supposed to do, regenerate the body, you can see it in the face, not only in the internal organs of the body, but you can see it in the face. So I'm so impressed with that. I'm sure you are too, equally, Doctor.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm amazed on a consistent basis when I see what happens when people try this amazing technology. I've seen tons of stuff, both personally and professionally. I'd say the first day I wore the X39 stem cell patch, it was approximately maybe 30 to 45 minutes into me wearing it. I started to feel more bounce in my step. I started to feel more energetic. I had the most amazing sleep the first night.
That was something I felt too, the sleep.
I felt like I was asleep for a few minutes, but it actually was eight or so hours, and I was so refreshed and ready to rock and roll the next morning that I was pretty much sold. I was like, if this is just the basis for what this can do, this has a lot of merit. And, you know, I was a bit skeptical, I'll be honest, when I first read about it and first heard about it. But after those first couple of days of my experience, I really got behind the product, and that forced me to really do a lot of due diligence and reading so that I could speak intelligently about it to my colleagues and other peers and patients so that I could motivate them to try it and get the same experience that I had.
You know, I'm laughing because you said you're ready to rock and roll in the morning. I don't know if it was the next day after using that, because at 71, sleeping becomes a real hard thing to get a good quality sleep. Now I'm getting it again, and I really appreciate that. But iHeartRadio app all of a sudden started playing. I was listening to the talk radio, and it flipped over and started playing Little Richie, and some of these other real old rock and roll songs. And I'm dancing around the bedroom, rocking out, and I'm going. So I literally was rocking out in the morning. So it really is wonderful. There's one other thing I want to say before we have to go. There was another study done, folks, on the brain, and they put the electrodes covering the skull where they could measure the brainwave energy in the skull. And they took, do you remember how many people were in the study, Doc?
I think there were approximately 40.
And the average age was 61. I remember that number. And I remember they showed a big red area on one person to illustrate, and they said that was probably, it's probably beta waves firing individually, but an agitated area. Within 6 weeks, the brain had cooled down dramatically. And they said the short-term and mid-term memory had dramatically improved. And that's what we lose as we age. We have good long-term memory, but we lose our short-term and mid-term. So in 6 weeks, now also that heart study, that the amazing thing about that heart study is it went for 6 weeks, but the first 3 weeks didn't see any improvement. And then they saw the performance of the heart about 2 years younger. For myself, I measure my pulse. My resting pulse is normally about 72, 74. It, all of a sudden, it's been running 59, 60. Doc, my engineers tell me we're going too long here, so I guess I got to run, but I'll talk to you again very soon. But I'm talking to Dr. Jeff Hubbard in Dallas, Texas, and he knows this inside out. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Look forward to another discussion.
Okay. Take care, buddy.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
This Robert Gene, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
You've heard me talk about the Fox Legacy products, the Ultramito Restore and Ultramito Rejuvenate. They're extraordinary products, but you need to hear the stories from the people. You need to hear some of the experts, including myself, talk about it in more depth. So every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central, figure out where you're at, whether you're East Coast, 12 o'clock, or in California, I guess that would be 9 o'clock in the morning. Call 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. And come in as my guest. Folks, this show is about changing your life, showing you nutritional products that really make a fantastic difference. A new technology that stimulates stem cells that are phenomenal. And I'm really loving the change in my own life. If you go to lifewave.com/RadioDan, you'll find this LifeWave technology, and you can find the science, the 100 patents they have. Folks, I feel like I did 20 years ago. Things aren't bothering me that were bothering me. So don't suffer. Go to lifewave.com/RadioDan. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway again. Always want to remind you, because a lot of times you'll hear, like Dr. Ingram be talking about the special kinds of honey that's really fantastic for your immune system and tastes good as well. And what oregano will do for your immune system. And Dr. Hubbard just gave you a good insight and why I'm so excited about this X39 product. I thought up until this time the only thing I've seen that had phenomenal, miraculous regeneration effects on the body. And I've seen things over the years. I mean, I Colostrum 6 is a really good product in that regard. But the only thing I really thought I knew that would turn things around sometimes in a lifetime situation is this Restore product by Fox Legacy, because they have had so many things that I would have said, that's not possible. Now I'm starting to see a similar thing, and you can see why with the stem cells product, the combination of the two. Restore did some things for me that are phenomenal. I'm really, really happy with it. But I still had some hip problems. And once I started using the X39, I don't have hip problems anymore. And my neck problems, it took a little longer on my neck. I mean, that's an old injury. And my neck's not bothering me anymore. Normally, you know, I'm 71 years old, turned 71 last July, and things, old injuries and things like that start plaguing you more and more. But now I see a light at the end of the tunnel where things are reversing. And the picture I have of this woman, I think from Australia, Madeline, I believe her name is. I mean, wow. I mean, that lady looks like she's in her mid-30s. She started off looking like a lady in her 68 years old. And I'm not sure the last picture, we have four pictures of her, and I think the last picture of her, probably about a year and a half or a year and 4 months using the X39. But within a month, she looked different. And so I'm really glad she took pictures of herself. I guess I should do the same thing and see how things change. But this show, for me, especially as I've gotten older, is about regeneration, but it's also about health. I mean, there's times I'll try to tell you natural things that will help you with cancer without making a health claim. It's a funny tightrope. We're learning that we live in a country where we're supposed to have free speech, but only in certain regards. I can say the worst thing about somebody on the internet, especially depending on which side of the political aisle I'm on, I can say really horrible things about someone. And that's okay. If on the other side, now that would get me thrown off. But in other regards, if I tell you things that I've seen over 25 years that people have used when they could not get results from cancer, doing the chemo and the radiation, the doctor sent them home to die, and then they save their life. Sometimes it's a combination of changing diet, but it's not just about changing diet. It's also about getting oxygen into the cells or cleaning the coating off, like they'll use high levels of bromelain and systemic enzyme between meals to clean the coating, which is the biofilm on the cancer cells, on the tumors that hide from the immune system so it can't eat it up. I can't tell you the exact products in the health food stores anymore. I know what they are. I've recommended them to people, and they've gotten phenomenal results with them over the years. It's one of the things that started me on the radio back in March of 97. I got so excited when I started seeing people get rid of cancer, and it's an inexpensive product. Normally, the product costs you $27 a month. You take three times that for cancer, take about 25 drops in water three times a day, it's going to cost you about $100 a month. Very inexpensive. There's other things, too, that are known. Gaviola is accepted by the Cancer Society as being very good against cancer. But there's other natural herbs out there. Partiarco. And that brings us back. Partiarco is a bark on a tree in the Amazon that never grows mold. Well, that comes back to my friend Doug Kaufman's idea that fungus and mold are the primary cause of cancer. And antifungals will kill it. So will high levels of oxygen kill cancer. So there's a lot of things out there, just a whole lot of things. But if I tell you this little product you could buy at most health food stores that's fantastic for energy, it's a great thing to take every day. The company asked me not to talk about it anymore. We used to have people come on and tell their story. Well, they're afraid to be taken off the shelf, that the FTC and the FDA would say, oh, no, you can't do that. I mean, you can't talk about something. Even if the person's telling their own story, you can't talk about it. We're going to remove it off the shelf. So it really ties the hands of people like me that know things out there that really work well. It may not work 100% of the time, but radiation and cancer certainly didn't work 100% of the time. That they may live another couple years, and then because their immune system has been trashed, it all blows back up. And so I will tell you this. If you have cancer or know someone that has cancer, first thing they have to do is cut out all sugar and starches. Basically go on a keto diet, a low-carb or a keto diet. And they make it's easy to do anymore. I mean, they got bread now that doesn't have any carbs in it. It has a little protein, a little fat. Julian Bakery is one of my favorite. So if you crave bread, you can use that kind of bread. And, you know, put some guacamole and some chicken on it, and you're good to go, or whatever. There's a lot of things out there that make it easy to do. There's wraps out there that are very low in carbohydrates that you can make if you want a sandwich-type wrap that I found in Sprouts that will say keto. Keto, low carb. There's one that has a little egg white base. Another one that are more like crepes that you can use. So it's not hard to do anymore. You eat your vegetables, and vegetables, raw vegetables are very important, or maybe lightly steamed. Vegetables are very important because they're high in enzymes, and those enzymes will go after the cancer. So that's why a raw vegetable diet is also part of what they do with cancer diets. They'll put people on a very low diet of sugar and starches. They won't have any of those, but they will allow them to have a whole lot of vegetables. They want them to have a whole lot of vegetables. And the antioxidants and enzymes are very, very good against cancer. So I want you to be aware of that. There's a lot of great books on that. Now, I will have to say there's a famous diet for cancer, Garrison's diet, and Gleason diet. And Gleason's diet uses potatoes, and I do not know why it should work, because the starch in the potatoes is one of the worst things you can eat. But the potassium in the skin of the potato would have some advantages. And so if you want to eat the skin of a potato, it's possible. The only thing is that black that forms, it looks like little black dots on, that's mold. And that mold is used to create diabetes in laboratory animals. They take that mold, inject it in laboratory animals, and they create diabetes with it. So, and yet that diet is sworn by a lot of people. But a vegetarian diet for a little while, I don't recommend pure vegetarianism for a long time, but a vegetarian diet with no wheat, no grains, seeds and nuts, okay, no grains, very much against grains, is shown to be very good against cancer. So be aware of that, folks. Be aware of that. Look for products that increase oxygen on a cellular level. Chlorophyll does, but it's not the product I'm talking about, but it's also a very good thing to take. But I want you to remember, I want you to go to LifeWave, L-I-F-E, wave.com/RadioDan. LifeWave.com/RadioDan. and look up that X39. You can buy it there, and you can find for yourself the same thing I have. It's phenomenal. Hope you have a wonderful new year. Hope 2021 is a phenomenal year for you, folks. And we'll be back next year.